Okay, everybody, this is another wonderful program on BBS. This is Ron Amatron, and the day today is November 4th, 2011. Wow. And next Friday is going to be the All-11 day. Very interesting. So anyway, we'll have a fun on that night week from today. So we'll just start out. This is a paranormal night. We'll get Annika on here. She's our co-host this evening. So, Annika, are you out there somewhere?
I am. Yeah, I'm here. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to today's show. We have an hour here with Ron and Creation Lightship. And tonight is, like Ron says, our paranormal show. We welcome all your questions, especially what Ron was saying was the things to do with the new clone healing or anything of that kind of thing. So do you want me to start, Ron? I can start with something that I see on here.
Sounds great to me. Go ahead.
Yeah, I see. Actually, even before that one, I saw George was asking a little bit about the Creation Lightship, and I know a good place to go for all that stuff is also on the website. There's a lot on what the Creation Lightship is. There's a lot on what, even in the introduction or the home, about all that. And you can also go to the question and answer page, the wiki page, and that sort of thing has a lot of great stuff. But maybe in short, it moved off my screen here, but George was asking, can you say that it's the true source of the oneness of light, I think he said. Maybe you can explain, what is the Creation Lightship? We might have other people that wonder.
Yeah, the Creation Lightship in the time of Jesus was called Father, and now it's called Creation Lightship. Basically, it's, you know, the energy of light that comes to the planet every 2,000 years. So I'll kind of rephrase that differently here. So every 2,000 years, for a short amount of time, light comes to gather itself, which is a part of your body and your spirit, since it was both created by the light, and also the planet that we live on, the Earth spirit. And it comes here and also goes to every other creation of light across the universe of light to do what we call the universal shift. And the universal shift is what is known here on this planet as the ascension time, okay? So, in order to do that shift, naturally, you have to have light with you in order for the light shift to find you. Now, if you don't have any light with you or very little light, that's all the lightship is going to see. It doesn't look for darkness because it doesn't know darkness, because it works in the moment. It knows darkness in the moment, but it doesn't really keep tabs on the darkness to investigate what it's doing to people who choose darkness or what it's doing to you as far as alien attacks, etc. It doesn't really know too much about that until you request a healing for it, and then it will eliminate what it can out of you. This is what the clearings do, is take away the densities inside of your body so you can do the ascension. Otherwise, you know, you're supposed to already be cleaned out, so it's actually doing extra work that really you should have done yourself, which is meaning you, which is your ancestors. So they should have all worked on themselves because they you know, basically, since you're listening to the program, that means that you have not ascended, number one, for maybe a long, long time. And, you know, you're probably just finding out about what this is, and this is what it is, if the light comes to collect itself, to start over again with all brand new universes of light. This is what happens. The light's turned off, everything is found that the light can find, and it will go into darkness at times to look for things if it can see light. A light trace, a trail, a cording, or something like that, whatever way you wish to look at it, and it will regain itself back. Remember, when it's turned off, everything is darkness. Now, there is dark side universes. So I'm not saying that the darkness turns into a dark side universe, but just keeping it very simple, for our minds to understand this, because we do have to use mind energy to talk here. We have to use duality to talk, okay? So when there is darkness, then if there is light, that somewhere in the darkness energy, the light will go find it and regain its territory, regain part of itself. Now, sometimes your light, a little piece of you, could be way out there, and maybe the light will never find it. And that's a very sad state. And there are people, things out there that have never been found. So that's another a sad thing that that I deal with. So that this is what happened. So ascension is why the light ship is here. Before the light ship came here to be fully activated to do this work, which was in 2005, there was no source energy on this planet from source energy coming here to assist anybody. It's another way of saying that. The churches, you know, indicate and tell you that Jesus was here 2,000 years ago, although they took away the timeline. You know, there may be other timelines or other ways you can talk about this, but from my own perspective, looking at it, we have B.C., before Christ, and then we have after death. Well, where was he? So the timeline goes like from 1 B.C. to 0, and then 1 A.D. after. So the darkness, you know, decided to exclude him from that particular timeline, which is what we all go by. So that's another interesting fact that you may understand a little bit there. And so basically, the light comes to regain itself every 2,000 years. Now, when Jesus was here, he was doing the same healings that we're doing now. In fact, he did not do as many clearings as what I'm doing, only because people were probably maybe not as conscious, or maybe they were far less than what we were, or even higher, but they didn't have all the densities in them, because they already went through an ascension point, you know, 2,000 years earlier. And there isn't that much as far as communication with people like we have now with the TV and radio and internet to work with mind energy to give you lots and lots of information. Remember, in the Bible, they talk about, you know, don't partake, something like this. I don't know the exact words, but don't partake from the fruits, you know, of the tree of knowledge. Well, that means don't, you know, connect yourself to information of knowledge, because knowledge is going against light, where everything is perfect. So you're actually judging light. And when you judge light, then you're separating yourself, coming into duality, because you want to analyze a situation, and then all of a sudden you get caught in the karmic wheel, an emotional roller coaster ride, and you live in judgment. And that's what you have to release out of yourself. So 2,000 years ago, it was far easier to do healings on people because they didn't have that much density, that much judgment stored inside of their body. So the light is here again to come back and to do this here. And it's much more complicated and much more intense. Remember the light? You know, people who are going to church, say, in the year 2000, there was no Jesus here from the light. If you pray to Jesus throughout your lifetime or going back through all the other lifetimes when Jesus left here, we'll just say left here 1950 years ago. I just picked that number because it's a number that could be pretty close. And so for all that time, there was no light being here to bring forth the energy to help people for ascension. And naturally, nobody wants to be courted, and not even the energies. In fact, I myself cannot be courted. So if you try to, in fact, you can try to court me right now. All you're going to have is peace energy coming to you. You can never court my physical body, which is the same as Jesus. And so right away, trying to connect with Jesus, you know, in a church or something, you're bringing in the light of the darkness Jesus, the false Jesus that the dark side brought forth for people to connect to. And naturally, because the dark side, the aliens created, I'll use the word Utes now, unwanted universal travelers. Since they created emotions here, then you can have an emotional high and an emotional feeling of some sort, something that may feel good to you, to get a validation that you connected yourself to something. But remember, true light is only peace. And there are some churches, I think, that may talk about, you know, having, you know, God or the Lord or Jesus or whatever, give you peace. And that's they are right there because they are telling you what source energy is, but they don't connect you to it because you already have it and you can't get connected. But they put in Jesus or other religious deities, down here to make you connect to something, to connect to what they say is source, which you cannot do. You can never connect to source, but you already have it with you. So, you know, it's kind of like the old saying, you're trying to, where's the forest, You can't see the forest of the trees. Well, you're already in the forest, so that's kind of the whole process. So you have to kind of understand process here that it's already with you, and it's up to you to reconnect to it, just like you were when you were a baby. So you might say, gee, I'm in this energy right now, and it's very detrimental to me. I don't like it. And all you have to do is say, well, as a baby, I was in it. So that's the way you have to look at it. Okay, so hopefully I answered your question. So the light ship is here, a source energy to do the ascension, the universal ship for all planets of light throughout the universe of light, and we're coming close to that ascension time. You won't have any preparation for it. Typically, you're not going to be given a time and a date when it's going to happen. It just happens. Blink of an eye and it's done that quick.
Mm-hmm.
So back to you, Annika.
Yeah.
And I do want to ask about prep mail. We got it, Karen. No problem.
Okay. So I saw also 99 was asking, so what happened to the clearing of the clone body parts, the 108 bodies, 108 bodies? And that was something that was talked about before. And I also see, so will this new clone clearing, that's speaking about that clearing that we've been talking, or you've been talking a lot about, that is coming up very soon, will that remove our clone parts also?
As
the 108 was planned.
Okay. The parts, yes and no, okay? The 108 body clearing is to get yourself more into wholeness from what was taken from you, also on parallel lifetimes. So it gets a little confusing. Every clearing, if you people have done a clearing, and you went to the website and typed in your particular code after using PayPal, then you have that code just for yourself. And that's how the light ship works, because your spirit does the healing. So that's why I say you can't really exchange codes with people if that happens, because the light ship will not be working with you, because your spirit will not honor that, and other energies could come in to do the clearing. So that, you want to be very careful with that. That's why you want to, some people say, can I do my husband on the same code? I go, well, if you pay for him, yes. The code is a lot of them the same, but you must pay for the person each time in order to activate the spirit, so that the spirit will allow and work with the light ship at the same time. You just can't go to the light ship to have healings without having the usage of PayPal or sending me a check or something, where I give you the codes. But the main thing is that as you do a clearing, let's say that everybody out there listening did their emotional and mental clearing. Well, those are being cleared, and you are getting back to yourself the small little pieces, like we'll be doing on the new clearing. So that'll be for this lifetime. And it will work on many of the energy bodies, but it's hard to say if it'll work on all of them. So you will have part of your spirit brought back to yourself. That's why you always feel better, because you are having more light brought to you, because the densities are blocking that from coming in. So the judgment gets taken away. Remember, the judgments are also on the timelines. So as you do an emotional clearing, a mental clearing, or whatever clearing you have done, you are getting more of yourself back to yourself. And the difference is that the new clearing is going to allow you to enter in different emotions that you know that you may still have, that are deeply buried inside of you, because you will be knowing what they are when you start doing the clearing, and you want to bring more of those parts back. And that's what that's about, the new clearing. Now remember, you are typically not here. There's something taking your place. I mentioned this for many, many shows here, probably for the last probably year and a half, I would guess. And we just don't know when we're not here. Well, as was, as I'm looking at it, more fully with a microscope now and a magnifying glass, we'll say, I'm finding that we're not here. Like when I saw all the people in New York a year ago walking, you know, probably three blocks or something, you know, and everybody looked plastic, like plastic people walking. And these are all the clones. So another person walking with me saw two, and we both were kind of amazed. But, you know, I did some work with this person, and we were able, probably at that time, to the clearing, not realizing it, but the clone of him was taking out, and his real self was here. And that's why he could see the clones. And this is why you feel better and you look better after you have one of the clearings, because the clones of you are released. Now, remember, you have many, many little pieces of you that are not with you. And this is why, as you do timeline crashing and clearings, you start bringing more of those back to you. But we're making the new clearing so you can go into the nitty-gritty here and start to bring yourself back on the emotions, because they attach to you on emotions. So the 108 body clearing will be coming up also. It'll be very beneficial because you want to get those bodies back into alignment too. So it gets to be a little complicated, unfortunately, but that's just the way it is. And it's, you know, like I said, I only wanted to do four clearings. I did a couple of clearings in New York with the 4-in-1 sessions here. And I did three of those clearings. And it was very, very nice for the people. As, you know, you know about your home base, you kind of recognize the energies. And also, then you get to feel that. And you're connected to it, which the dark side took you away from. And then you also have your twin flame energy with you. So both of those are definitely a nice self-empowerment for you. And then you get away from loneliness and you feel full on the inside. Otherwise, you're continuously searching. So let's answer the question about Fred Bell.
Yeah, so Karen, too, was asking, how was Fred Bell healed so completely when he wasn't clearing? Please tell how the creation light chip was able to piece Fred Bell together so well.
Okay, so the first thing is you may wonder, why did Fred Bell ever get a clearing when he never even really recognized the creation light chip, typically, I think, okay, or never had a clearing from the creation light chip? So the reason is that he was found in an alien location, body being tortured, and right away, after seeing that, he was basically connected and got rid of the aliens, and he was actually saved from the intergalactic braces, brought up to the light ship. So you can say, well, how could he have a healing without having any of the other healings done? Well, he was put in quarantine instantly. Remember, he was being held captive, where you're not being held captive. You're still maybe dealing with these awful energies, but he was basically in, you know, basically, say, probably three-quarters dead. And because he was taken away off planet, we happened to find him, which is what would hopefully happen to you if you are in the same situation at ascension time. So it's the same process. So he had an early ascension because we found him. And he was, you know, in some place, you know, underground base looked like to me, or could have even been on a ship. I'm not sure completely as I try to look back on it here. But regardless, he was taken by the darkness, and we found him, and which could happen to you at ascension time if you're out in the darkness and we happen to find you, the same thing will happen to you. So he's put into quarantine and put that together again according to his spiritual blueprint. So that's the way the light ship works. And it's... because he was separated from his spirit and his body both, we had to do actually two procedures to find his spirit and then to find his body too, because both of those have light. So I hope I answered that question for you. If you have another question about that, you can you know, type it back in again. That's fine. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened to Fred. And
he was kind of in the right place at the right time, even though it didn't seem like it, to be able to be saved.
Yeah, he actually lucked out because we knew about it. Now, if we wouldn't have heard about this, this could be happening to, you know, hundreds of people. In fact, I heard something. They say that there is, I might be wrong with this number, but it's either 2,500 or 25,000 people missing every day. So, where are they? Oh, I know. I have a good idea of where they are. Unfortunately, very sad to me, but that's what's happening to the population here.
All right.
Back to you, Monica.
Yeah, so going back to the clone clearing and talking about clones, Marcus was asking, what do clones do to interfere with our spirit? And Martha was asking, how do we know we are in light and not clone during the day?
Okay, so the first question was, what about the spirit?
Yeah, how do clones interfere with our spirit? What do they do to interfere?
Okay, your spirit and your body normally get separated, typically, and your spirit will look like you, and then your body looks physical. So they could be in two different locations. So alien race Ray, alien race A could have your body, and alien race B could have, you know, your spirit. And then they experiment with both of these. I don't want to get too graphic here, but they do a lot of work with them, unfortunately. And then from there, the people will be materialized from part of the spirit and also part of the body. So like I said, like if you're made up of sand, we'll just say that your whole body is made up of sand, okay? And it's sitting there. And they just take one piece of sand out, and your whole body is somewhere else now. They just get one little grain of sand and one little grain of sand, you know, from your spirit and one from your body. And now they materialize that. And all of a sudden, they can remanufacture you, clone you, make a replica of you, and then put them both back together again. And all of a sudden, you become a clone person. So where is your spirit? Where is your body? It's in the beyondo. And I think they need to have the body come back here, these Utes, for that maybe couple hours of the month, because your body needs to reconnect to your bones, your skeletal system, okay? So it needs a skeleton to be energized again to hold light, because it needs to have that in order for them to attach the clones to this. So that's your landing base, okay? And without your bones being activated by a physical body and your spirit, somehow they can never attach the clones to that location. That's kind of what I'm getting more recently here. So basically, you know, if you can think back, remember the clones have a memory, and it may only go back for a couple of weeks. And I've been seeing people in New York, a couple people that I've seen in the past, off and on, and I would see like a replica of them walking, maybe at a younger age. Remember, they can change the age of the clone as the clone is being created, because they start off probably as a fetus and move up to the current age. And so I saw this one person that I knew in New York, and I saw that person in California, maybe about 15 years younger. I had to do like a double take, and I go, wow. And then I saw the same person in New York, and I've talked to other people, and they said, yeah, I've seen similar people that I've seen in the past, and I would like, go, oh, there's Bob over there. And you go, oh, Bob's like maybe, you know, 20 foot ahead of me. So you walk up real quick to say hi to Bob, and you tap Bob on the shoulder, and it's not Bob, but it looks like the exact, backside of Bob, but maybe the face is slightly different, or it could be an older or younger face of Bob, and you kind of get a little startled because you go, wow, this looks like Bob, but it's not Bob. So this is kind of what you may have also experienced yourself as you see different people who look very, very similar. It's probably one of their clones. So what I'm trying to tell you is that the clones typically need to probably keep tabs or track on where they're going to be or where they're going. So they may have to actually reappear, maybe rematerialize in a different location to where they are, because they're choosing to keep that GPS location active, so they can probably walk into that sometime, like Superman in the phone booth, you know, so they can actually, you know, materialize in that particular area when they need to. So they got to keep it on their database. So hopefully I answered that question.
Yeah.
I got something here. 2,300 Americans are reported missing every day, adults and children. There's almost 800,000 children under 18 reported missing in a one-year study. So that's what I have that just got sent to me.
Uh-huh. And
then, of course,
some of those could be found, obviously, but, you know, a lot of people do get reported missing and might be found, so.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, very interesting. O'Lair was,
What's next, Annika?
O'Lair is asking, what is cloned on this planet?
Everything is cloned here. Because you're looking at a replica of everything, because everything has to be cloned, because the clones lived in a clone world. That's why I'm doing clearings for people to show them about how plants are cloned. So we can do things again here if you like. If you have a plant, we'll make it real on this timeline. And maybe you have goldfish or something, we'll change those too. So if you have any animals, pets that you can physically see in plants, I'll do this here. I won't do the people yet. I'm not going to do that until I get the clearing up. So everybody, look at something. You may want to hold your plant in your hand, and you can just watch it change. Any other? So I'll give you a minute or two. You can come back on, Annika, if you want.
All right.
Getting their plants and maybe going to want to hold their
plants. Yeah, maybe while they get a plant or an animal or something. Randy was asking, what will happen to the physical bodies if we are not 100%? I guess he's meaning at ascension.
Okay, well, your physical body would have to be found, okay? And so by doing this new clearing that I'll be putting up, it'll help to bring you more fully here. The clearings are definitely needed also, but this one is designed mainly to augment what you've already had and to go much deeper, because they abduct you, like I always talked about, through emotions. So we're going to have a page up to bring you back here. The timeline crashes work almost the same way, but you're not getting an issue, you see, put forward in those timeline crashes. So the timeline crashes are very similar. This one will be much deeper, and it'll be working with both your body and your spirit at one time to bring you back here. And it's very interesting. I don't know if we have anybody listening who was at the expo in New York. I worked with probably, I'm guessing, around 600 people doing this clearing. It was truly amazing to watch people physically change and to physically move. Remember, each time a clone's taken away from you, a new one comes in. So that alien race controlling that clone, and they only want the clone to be here because they want the clone to deal with emotions, to live life here so they can take your energy. But each time they have to replicate you over again as the last clone is destroyed. And, you know, maybe for instance, the way it could work, it will just say that maybe each alien race hypothetically has your time. Remember, they share the timelines of an emotion too, but maybe they have you for an hour. And then after an hour goes by, another alien race brings you back in here, and then another one. And so each one is time-sharing you 24 hours a day, so you have 24 clones right off the bat. That's just for one emotional issue. And remember, people go through emotional issues all the time. They switch from one to another, which brings in another cloned energy. And if you watch people, you can watch the clones change. You know, sometimes if you ask somebody a question, and they kind of go blank for a second, and then all of a sudden they look for the answer, good or bad, whatever the question would be. Remember, that it could be one that could offend people, too, if you ask them a question. Right away, a different clone may have to come in who is well-versed with that information. So that's, remember, but they're taken out of time, so you really don't see maybe those couple of hours or whatever it is, or maybe a month of time that you're not here as they're picking up a new clone and reprogramming that clone with the proper answer that they want to tell you, okay? So, you know, next time you ask somebody a question, just see, watch them change. See if their body shifts and bounces around. See if their eyes change. See if their hair, you know, happens to change the way it looks. Maybe it was nicely parted and combed, and also the new clone came in, and it looked like, you know, they had an afro or something, you know. You know, it won't be that bad, but, you know, they try to keep everybody, you know, pretty much the same, but the body will change. The clothes will change. Everything will change because they don't always make you 100% the same as the last clone. So that's the way it works.
All right. So hopefully everybody has a plant or an animal or something now, Ron.
Okay, so here we go. Just kind of watch your animals and your plants or your goldfish or whatever you have. So here we go. Take out the first clone. First one's out. So once it gets out, it's destroyed. It's gone. Don't have to worry about it. Recycling, it's destroyed. And because it's no longer here, another one has to pop in. Otherwise, if you're looking at your fish bowl and all of a sudden the fish vanishes, it can be pretty weird for you to look and see it not there, right? So they'll bring another one in. Same with your animals and plants. So here we go. Take out the next one. Okay, next one. And look for body movement changes, okay? Jerking or something. And skin color, hair color. Location. Here we go. Next one out. So out, 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 out. And this will not work on the archives. I should have mentioned that before. Out, 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 out. Out, 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 out. Okay, I'll do a couple more here. So out, out. Okay, now this next one here has to come out before the real, whatever it is, comes in. So here we go. Bringing this whatever it is present here. One, two, three, four, and five there. Now, this is the real part, which is from this timeline. So it's the real energy coming into the timeline. It may not be the whole, you know, physical body full of sand or anything else like we talked about earlier, but this is more of the physical part not being cloned coming in. Because remember, the blueprint gets energized by that little grain of sand. Before it was a clone being energized. So this is actually light being energized with the blueprint for one particular emotional issue. So we'll see if anybody felt the change, saw any jerkings. A lot of times when these things become real, the energy in the room completely changes because there's light here. And the clones that don't have that much light in them, but they do have the light from the spirit as it replicates and comes into the clone to energize it. So that's the difference. You have light coming into light versus light coming into a replica, a fabricated body. So back to you, Annika. We'll see. If anybody wants to call in, they can, too. That'd be fine.
Okay. Janice is saying a huge sigh from my dog when you started, and I actually saw my own dog kind of throw her head a little bit here, so that's all very interesting. Trying to see some other questions. Well, you can all, you know, call in. We do take callers, obviously. It's station two today. If you want to call in and talk about what you see with that and anything else. But you can also, of course, put it on the fast chat. I saw Pete had a question. If the light beings are doing a clearing on you, can the dark abduct you at the same time? So while you're doing a clearing, can you be abducted? or while the light beings are working with you?
With that clearing, no. But it all depends what other timeline you're living in, okay? So the timeline, if it's the real timeline and you're working with the light ship, you know, with the computer, then, yeah, you cannot become abducted for that particular energy. So if you do an emotional clearing, we'll say, then you cannot be abducted, or maybe a slime body clearing, or, you know, a magnetic twisted body clearing. You're having that done, and the part of you that was made of light is being cleared, and the clone is also being extricated through all of these clearings.
Mm-hmm.
So they really are not going to probably try to abduct you, because the abduction process is only with the clone that they're working with that particular issue. So for that clearing, no. Remember, it's much more complicated than it sounds, because you run many, many energies, but you're only on a timeline once at a time.
Mm-hmm. Can they clone something we worship from our own spirit and body and insert this clone into religious icons? So we feel connected to them? That's what Eddie is asking.
Oh, of course, yeah. Remember, anything that deals with emotions is going to, duality is going to do that. So if you go up and maybe you, let's say you walk into a church and you see the energy of Mother Mary on a statue, and you feel all this wonderful happiness and joy. Well, they're just transmitting the energy to you from that particular icon. So that's mm-hmm. the way it works.
Yeah.
And remember, the light's only peace. So when I do energy activations on the cards that we sell at the expos and stuff, people, they normally smile. They talk about the colors changing. And they will feel the peace energy. They don't necessarily tell me that they're feeling a lot of love, but they might connect peace with love. But you're not going to, you know, feel a lot of emotional energies with that. It's just strictly peace. And so it takes you into the moment of peace.
Okay, and Mika had a comment here, feeling lots of peaceful energy after Crystal Skull discording. And she said she had some kind of incident with that 25 years ago and had that clearing. It's another clearing that you can do online. So thank you for commenting on that. It's always good to hear. Marcy is saying, the more we are cloned, does that make us look older? So the more we're cloned, the older we look?
Well, yeah, it depends how they choose to bring you back, okay? Remember, they're using the DNA, and the DNA has the aging process built into it. So, yeah, that could be possible. You might all look at the new movie In Time. It's out right now. And the movie In Time sort of talks about that, because the people that somehow are able to get more time to live, their body doesn't necessarily age, at least the ones in the movie. So, remember, they're living with a barcode on them, you know, like a digital code, which, you know, has maybe years and months, days, and hours, seconds on it. And when it goes to complete zeros, the person dies, and they can exchange and give other people, if they wish, extra time or less time, depending on how it works. But and the people that have a lot of time, we're talking about, this is my wife, this is my daughter, and they all looked about the same age. So that's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Lots of comments here, Ron, about the clone clearing sample there. Tony says plant changed, like frames or pictures with different light effects, and then it looked like it had 3D glasses on when brought real plant in, or maybe he means that he looked added as if he had 3D glasses on. Marcy says the newer plant had energy The other two did not, so she's done a newer plant this time. The new plant is only about 2 weeks old, so it's a different, was a different energy, she noticed. Nikki says her kitty moved or twitched her ears with every one that you did. Shannon also says, my cat twitched and shook his head. He's on my lap. Yeah. Tony meant there, I see another comment, it had depth to it instead of a flat picture looking. And I also saw Marcy asking, they only clone live things, right?
Well, it depends. Everything, in a sense, is still living, so everything is cloned. Your telephone is cloned, your computer is cloned. So it doesn't have to be typically alive, although, you know, your telephone or your computer is not going to emit emotions, but they do have to clone them in order to do something. So let me see here. I need to connect with one person here on Messenger here. Want to start talking, Annika?
Yeah, I see a comment here from Marie R., and I'm guessing Marie R. might have actually met you in New York and had this clearing or experienced it, because she's saying, my energy is so much better since the clone clearing, and that sounds so great. We could all use a bit of that, I'm sure. George Johnson is asking a little bit about how to speak to your spirit, and I've always found it myself to be most effective if I command my spirit directly. There's no need to use any other name, and I think any other name would be more distracting. A lot of those I am that I am, I'm guessing, this is just me guessing here, could be corded to all kinds of groups. You know, and that sort of thing. But actually, I command my spirit to remain in my body all through the night and all through the day, and that sort of thing has worked much better for me personally. So that's what I would suggest. And I'm, you know, Ron, you might want to add something there. I don't know, but speaking to our spirit is, of course, really, really valuable, because we usually have not been taught that, and we haven't done it usually. So it's kind of a great thing to keep that connection with your spirit. So I know you're ready, Ron. I'll leave it over to you.
Okay. So the way you have to look at these clone things is to project outside of yourself and to look at how people are acting around you. And this can help you out a lot. Knowing that you're probably dealing with clones. And when I put the new clearing up and you start getting decloned, then you're going to be able to understand life a lot better here and probably even feel better about yourself because you're regaining more light. But the main thing is just know this is the way life is here. And when the clearing comes up, then we'll be doing a lot of physical body energies for people. But what I will do is, since you're probably all wondering what it's like, and I worked with, you know, these 600 people at the expo and you couldn't be there, what I'll do is work with your eyes. So here we go, everybody. So what I want you to do is to look at your eyes in the mirror. Now, if you have another person in the room, that'll be even better yet for you, and you'll be able to watch them. So whoever's listening right now, this will work for them. But if you don't have anybody, then kind of just look at your eyes, and you may even start to see, you know, have better eyesight afterwards, even if you don't have a mirror in front of you. So here we go. Now, I have had to do some clearings for maybe like 300 to 400 clones in people. So this is kind of, everybody's different. At the expo, I think it went up to about 80, I think. But everybody's a little different. But what we're going to do is I'll do your eyes 50 times, and we'll just see how that helps you, okay? So here we go. So this is just working with your cloned eyes. And so you're going to have real eyes put into a cloned body. And you're going to see how this is. So look at your eyes if you can. And if not, just kind of feel the energy. And see if your eyes blink or get watery They may change. You know, you're going to have a different expression each time we change this here. So here we go. First clone out, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, kind of sample, see how you're doing, see how your eyes are feeling. Okay, now 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. And now 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. And 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. And 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50. Okay. There you go, everybody. And you may not be completely done with this, but you will have relief and feel or see better. And each time you get one of these clones out, you have more of that energy in the clone body, so it becomes more real, okay? Remember, you're just coming from being cloned to different states of being real. So back to you, Annika. We'll see what we have on comments here.
Yeah, my dog laid down and kind of is looking at me here very relaxed, and I see some other people were saying the same thing. Shannon says, my cat really seems at peace. So, yeah, that's all very interesting. And we'll see what happens with that last one you did with the eyes. And you may want to comment or call in. While we wait on that, what do you do if your family is cloned? I did see, I think it was Mika asking that.
Well, everything is cloned here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you know, you're living in a clone reality here until you can become present in this moment and bringing back all of your spiritual energy of light to you. So everything around you is cloned. You're cloned, everything else is. So that's the problem that we have. And, you know, this is what I'm discovering here. So it may sound like, oh, wow, you know, I'm a cloned person. Well, you've always been cloned. So it's nothing new, just that you know about it now. And this is why, you know, we do all these healings to bring you back into wholeness. Like I said earlier, as I started looking at this here, I cannot do what I'm doing here for people because I can't save anybody's energy here if they're cloned. So you got to get back into wholeness. You have to become a real human of light, just like you were when you were a baby, when you probably weren't cloned, okay? You were cloned to a certain extent, but right now, you know, forget it. You know, everybody is so far out of the reality of being human that we're all basically replicas. And if you have two people that were in the room just now, and I was doing this clearing, and you look at their eyes, and they look at your eyes, you go, wow, what a difference. So that's the way it works. And clones can also have entities. That's another process, and bring addictions, bring physical problems to you. And, you know, this is kind of what the clearings are for, is to get rid of the stuff out of you so you can have a much better life. So back to you, Annika.
All right. I see Alice says, my eyes seem shinier. Nikki, very itchy head around area, around the eyes. And the question that Frank was asking about that they might have different personalities, like you said there, it made me think of the entities possibly attached to them, Ron.
Yes,
Mm-hmm. So that might be an answer to that, Frank, for you, if they seem like they have different personalities. Yeah, it's kind of moved off here. Shapeshifter eyes kept changing energies and beings. That is from Tanya. So I'm not sure if she is actually seeing anything with that. But, can an octopus within manufacture an octopus clone in you? Ariel is asking.
I don't know if the clone is able to manufacture a clone, okay? But the aliens could manufacture that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if a clone can activate more of these energies inside of you. I'm sure that they can be a conduit for it, you know, like an energetic cording to these things, but I don't think that they maybe are able to do that. Remember, it's just a program. So all you're looking at is different programs of you or of the people around you. And that's why they change all the time. So if you just look at life here, this is why people cannot hold integrity of what they're doing. And remember, life is a routine here, and that's a program. So this is how people live. They're just living programs that the clones are taught to live. So another way of saying it, you know, everybody here could be like a robot or the robotic program. We have that clearing, too, on the website. And you're just running through different programs each day, and that's the way life is. So we're trying to get you back into wholeness to give you free choice, free will, to get out of the robotic programs, to get out of the clone, a circus here of adventures, of duality, and get you back into being able to have free choice, free will. So, on a clone.
All right. We are, yeah, it's amazing. Just a whole new thing that's going on here. So, even though that's not new, but it's a lot of new information. So, trying to put in the number here of the Q&A that's coming up right after this show. Oh, it's not working. It'll work soon. So the number is 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 9009. And
now, what's interesting? Yeah, that's great. What's interesting, after dealing with these 600 people that I worked with, I'm sure there may be a few listening, but I don't have 600 callers, okay? So what that means to me is the fact that the clones may have forgot about what happened. Maybe the dark side blocked out the energy of doing all these clearings on the people, very possibly. I'm just, kind of guessing that. And they don't know what really happened because they erased the memory of being decloned. Oh, back to you, Annika. We should probably get off here.
Yeah.
A blessing to all of you.
I'm
on the call here, if you wish. I'll be on in a few minutes, straight upon the hour. It'll last 1 hour. And
then
we will get off at straight upon the hour. So see you later, everybody. Hopefully you can get on the call here, 646-519-5800. Then the PIN number is 9009. Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks.
Blessings.